Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. It's a Monday. We get moving. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Doran Dickerson, he is in. Adam Crowley, he's our producer. Lots going on. By the way, watch us, 937thefan.com right there. Watch live at the top. And with that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. Damn it. It's great. How was everyone's weekend?
Absolutely spectacular. Doran, yours was good?
It was great. I have this helmet on. I feel comfortable. I feel like I'm back at home. In my previous career, this is for Scott Harbaugh. He's watching the live stream.
Right is now. This your safe space?
It is.
A helmet on your head?
You know, it's like whenever like Michael Myers puts his mask on or Jason does, you know, they hide behind it. This is like my mask.
Do you plan on stabbing anyone this morning?
No. Okay. I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
I think we should ask you, Crowley, how your weekend was, considering on the way into the weekend, you made you didn't make a big deal. You just mentioned it, and we talked about this, that you were going to be alone on dad duty. So how did that work out?
It worked out great.
Yeah?
A lot of family around, so we got to play the zone coverage. I wasn't just man-to-man, which is always big-time help. You need that safety help over the top.
Yeah, you
okay.
do.
Okay, you got a lot of help, so that was good. Did you get much sleep? How did that work out?
Eh. More than I do during the week.
Right.
Well, that's not saying
but
much.
Not a ton.
Less than I'd like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it. You survived. You're here. The house didn't get lit on fire. Everything's good. No emergency vehicles, all of that. All right. For the second time, now my intrigue is still through the roof. For the second time in the past, 2-3 weeks or so, and now we got a double down. We got a double dose.
Mm-hmm.
Driving up the hill this morning, not one, but two skunks that I saw. Two skunks.
Like right here in the plan, in the office park.
Yep, right here in the office park. I saw one, and I saw it off to my left. I saw movement off to my left. I figure, raccoon, cat, squirrel, something. No, white stripe right down the back of it,
man.
On the left. So I see that. Then I drive a little further, and they have to be family. They're not that close to each other, not related. Then I drive a little further, It was probably 100 feet to the right on the other side of the street, skunk. And they just mill around in the grass and in the mulch. I am so interested. Next time I'm stopping.
What do skunks eat? I'm curious.
Garbage.
Garbage?
I don't know. Right? Are they in the family of like raccoons and possums?
Like, I don't know. Like, I want to get a closer look. I have never seen a skunk up close until 2 weeks ago when I drove by one right up here. And now I've seen three in the course of, 12, 13 days, I guess. And they're all in the same spot. So I think I doubled up on the one. The one is probably a double.
Yeah.
The one that I saw 10 days, 12 days ago.
Well, how close do you want to get, though?
Yeah, right.
Like, how close are you comfortable getting?
Right.
I'm not getting out of the car.
Okay.
Next time I'm going to stop and pull to the side, though. I just want to get a look. I don't want to put the window down. Intrigued by the skunks. I don't know why, but I've not seen one that close in my whole life, and now I've had three interactions with them.
You know where there's a lot of skunks is up St. Vincent College for Steelers camp.
Did you ever hear the Colony story?
Oh, this is good.
Did you ever hear the Caboli story?
Well,
no.
That should be just as good.
Well, Colony can outrun few people. Caboli is one of them.
You know what? If you are in a crowded theater that right. catches fire and those two are with you, you are getting out alive. Because they are going to be caught up behind you.
Mark Caboli once was banging on the glass trying to get in. He must have forgot his key card at St. Right. Vincent. And I'm standing there eating a taco at like 2 in the morning with Dale Lawley and Mike Pursuta. And Caboli's pounding on the glass, and there's a skunk like 10 feet away from him. I've never seen a more desperate human in my entire life.
Did it spray?
It did not spray. Thank God.
Well, then you just make Caboli sleep outside. You don't even let him into the building.
If it sprays, you're done, right? You're finished.
Tomato juice bath, right?
You got to go home.
Is that what it is?
That's what I've heard people do with dogs that get sprayed by skunks.
Huh.
Yeah, people were sending that kind of stuff on what you do last time.
I'd be worried, Colin, if you pull up alongside this skunk, what if it sprays the outside of the car and then the car smells like skunk juice?
Do you think it would spray? Spray a car knowing that it can't defeat the car?
I think it has one of those mentalities. It can defeat anything, right? I mean,
yeah, it's like a honey badger.
Yeah, it's like a honey badger. Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm a skunk. I'll skunk you up. Don't skunk with me. I think that they have that mentality where they're just like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what you are. I'm gonna come after you.
So they have no awareness of threats or predators?
I don't think so.
Colin, did you smell the skunk on the way in?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Oh. Okay.
I did smell the skunk. I don't know which skunk it was. Maybe it was a dual, double barrel skunk. I don't know. But I smelled the skunk, but I only smelled it after I saw it. But it felt like it was lingering. Like it wasn't a new skunk smell. Mm. I'm intrigued by the skunks. I am. Now I want to know what their breeding season is, yep. how many there are, if yep. we're going to be overrun at this office park by skunks, who they're going to call to get the skunks. Is there a skunk specialty guy? Like, if you are the guy that gets rid of nuisance sort of gophers and things like that, or is there somebody where you go and you say, well, wait a minute, I do everything but skunks? Then conversely, is there a guy that is the skunk expert?
Right.
I don't know.
Remember Call of the Wild Man? You ever watch that show? The guy that used to get all the varmints?
No.
He used to
have
the weird. You don't remember that show? He'd be like, yeah, 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 and go out and get like all kinds of gophers and.
Really?
Yeah, he'd dive. Turtle Man, that's what it was.
Turtle Man?
Yeah.
Turtle Man.
Man, you guys don't know Turtle
no,
Man.
No, I don't.
Was he on television?
Yes.
I don't watch a lot of television. It was a documentary or was an actor?
No, it was a show. It would come on like every week. It was on,
So he would like go diving into holes and stuff and pull.
Yep.
Small animals.
Jump out. Into lakes and grab like snapping turtles and stuff.
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Look them up when you have a chance.
But he got skunks?
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Did he get Possums? Sprayed all the time?
He didn't care. It's an entertaining show. I would actually go back and watch it if they put it back on.
On another note, that's disgusting.
Yes.
The most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And if you look it up, the newspaper did this. They ran a photo of it. This had to be 5 years ago, probably. Crowley, this is incredible. They had this guy in like a tube, like a miner's tube, you know, like one that you go down a mine shaft in where you get a. And the guy worked for Alka-San, and he went down in the thing to like weld or whatever in the shaft where the poop is, like the tube where the water treatment plant, the uh-huh. sewage yeah. treatment yeah. plant. And he got lowered down in that, like a suit in whatever, and in that thing. I remember the Post-Gazette putting that story out. And
I said,
this got to be the worst job in the world. And then somebody texted and was like, I know Jim. He's an awesome guy. You just got to get used to it.
There are fewer things. There is nothing right. that I'm doing
Which
like that.
Leads me to this. I was behind yesterday. Listen to this. Maybe somebody else saw this. Route 8 and then 28, it would have been just past 7 o'clock. There was a flat, it was almost like when you get towed, like a flatbed tow truck mm-hmm. kind of looking job. And it had 16 Port-a-Johns on it, 8 and 8 lined up. Ooh. So I was behind it for just about, I don't know, about 10 seconds. And I said to myself, I got to get in the other lane just in case something crazy happens.
Yeah, no,
the
I'm
other
not...
lane is the way to go.
Oversized load.
Yes, just in case. And then I got the thinking, too, as I'm behind these Port-a-Johns, and there were 16 of them. There were 8 and 8, and they were strapped together like doubled, you know, on this flatbed. It looked like a flatbed tow truck. if they had to make it onto that thing somehow.
Yes.
And a human needed to load them on there.
Yes.
That, and probably the guy driving the truck was part of this process.
I would had to have been.
Do you think he knows he smells?
I think that they don't have the sense of smell or taste.
That's what that Alcosan guy meant by you get used to it.
Uh-huh.
You just after a while your olfactory senses cease to notice the smell of poo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like COVID, you know, whenever
it's like
you went
when
through
you
it.
When you get adjusted when you have little kids, right? If you change diapers.
Great call here.
Eventually call. The first half dozen times you gag every single time. After a while, you learn your nose adjusts, and you learn to get over the smell of poo.
It's still bad, though.
Oh, it's terrible. But it's not as bad as it was the first time.
You're right. Yes.
Yeah, but I wonder, too, like the guy is riding inside the Port-A-John truck with 16 Port-A-Johns behind him. The truck is it is showing – it has like a toxic green haze floating behind it. But does he just go right to the bar after work? Can he do that? Is there a shower at work? Like, all this played in my mind as I was behind this for briefly, just a minute. Then I pulled around it and played. And he looked like a regular guy. Yeah. He's just a working guy, working on a Sunday. But so I don't know where – was he coming from, like Heartwood Acres? What was he doing with 16 Port-A-Johns? Was he on his way to somewhere, from somewhere? I don't know.
Multiple stops?
Yeah. I don't know. But does he go home? Straight into the shower. Is there a shower at work? Does he decontaminate?
Did you have time to count all the Port-A-Johns?
Well, it was just it was two rows.
You saw the bulk of the rows. And
yeah.
Then you're,
okay. Well, I was stopped at a red light at Hunt's Tavern right on the May West Bend there. And there were eight. And then there was another row, and it was equal. So it was just like it had to be 16.
Mm-hmm.
So it was wild. So I'm just there, and I'm thinking all about this guy's job. Was he offered other jobs? And he's like, you know what? No,
I
like
poop
this
job.
Right.
This is my dream.
This is what I'm doing. Yeah.
There was also a hose that was dangling from between the area, like where the car, where you drive the truck part of it, and then the flatbed part, that obviously was a suck hose, like a big, thick one.
Oh.
That I have no, but it was clean. I mean,
these could have been new Port-A-Johns too.
Right. That played in my mind too.
Getting
taken somewhere. Does he work? Do I have him all wrong? Imagine if he works for the Port-A-John factory.
Right.
And it's a great job.
Right.
And he never deals in poop.
Never. He just drops off. He doesn't pick up.
Just drops off new ones.
Yep.
You know, he's not part of research and development. He's just delivery.
Exports, not imports.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
My wife's grandfather, off the boat from Italy, he came over here. And he worked for 30 years at Mitchell's Fish Market, and he would slice up the fishes and do all that, or the fish. It's early.
No, go with fishes.
No, fishes, it's you can say either as plural.
Really?
You can, yes.
Okay, well, he
fish or fishes is accepted.
He would dice up the fishes. He would start by getting on the bus on the way back, and he would just reek of fish, and people would look at him funny, because that's all he did was cut up the fish.
Right.
Well,
or fishes.
Or fishes. And so he started just, I'm going to bring home a trout or something every day. I'm going to hold it in my lap so people think the fish smells and I don't smell.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Mm-hmm. Smart. That's witty.
That's tough in, like, August, though.
Oh, my God.
There's no ice involved? He would just take it, just carry the fish?
He'd just hold the fish under
or
his
fishes.
Arm. Because if he didn't, he would still smell, and people would just be like, why does this guy smell like he
fish.
Just got back from
fishes.
The strip club?
Yeah.
If he had a newspaper.
Oh.
If he had a newspaper.
I was going to go there, but I'm glad I waited for you to go there. Thank you for saying that.
Wait, I don't get it. If he had a newspaper, then would it be the fish wrap?
Yeah, he would put it in the newspaper,
yes.
And it would bleed through. Just disgusting.
Oh,
that's great, though. Good for him.
What kind of places
years.
Are you going to, Crowley?
What bus did he ride?
Like I couldn't tell you that. He lives on Mount Warsh.
Oh, he did? Oh, he still lives up there?
Mm-hmm.
He's retired?
He's retired. He makes his own wine. He has a garden. Happiest man I've ever met in my whole life.
Awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
Dago red. That's the way to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I read over the weekend that fascinated me? Frank Fuhrer's obituary that he never drank a beer.
What? Man.
Yes.
Wow.
He's got the wholesaler.
He never drank a beer, Frank Fuhrer. Not one time. Yes. Rest in peace, Frank Fuhrer. But he never.
I guess don't get high on your own supply,
yep.
right?
Yeah, he said I don't have to. He said something like I don't have to drink one to know what people want, or you know, to be good in this business.
That's interesting because I know people who are chefs that don't eat meat and cook meat, and I'm like, how do you know what that tastes like? if you don't eat it. So I guess it's just a touch, right?
Yeah. Or it's also, well, what numbers are. You know, if you put this out there and it goes, and you put this out there and it goes, and it doesn't, then it just, it all works. So really interesting stuff. But I don't know. I keep coming back to the 16 Port-a-Johns. I almost wanted to stop the guy and say, please tell me your story, sir.
Yeah.
So tell me, these new? Are these old? Did you have to load them with a dolly? Or did you have to spray them down? Where were you?
I want to know.
Were you in Butler? Were you in Saxonburg? Were you in Hartwood Acres? Where? Oh, anyhow.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen Jackass, the movie? Remember they got blown up in a Port-a-John?
No, I'm good. Thanks. Yeah.
Man, lots going on. The 5 in the first hour. Brian Bacco at 8 o'clock covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We talked to him. Neil Walker, home from the beach. Had a great time. Driving sucked, though, as predicted. So we'll talk to him at 9 o'clock, and we get into Brian Russ to start. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.